This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Remember Pac-Man, the pop culture arcade icon eating everything in its path? Well, imagine that's what's happening with climate change and coastal erosion. The State Office of Planning released a report last week that looked at the strategy of managed retreat in the face of being eaten out of house and home. Retreat implies a lost cause and a losing battle, and that building seawalls maybe isn't a viable solution. But the process of abandoning homes and roads and withdrawing to higher ground comes at a steep price. Justine Nohipali talks about starting the conversation as we decide what to do.
You know, retreat is one of probably the lowest risk. I mean, you're moving people out of harm's way from certain hazards, but it is also very costly, and there are a lot of political and legal considerations that need to take place.
Well, tell us about this report. How long have you folks been working on it, and what's the bottom line?
Sure. Well, this report was actually an action that was taken place under our state's Ocean Resources Management Plan, which is led and coordinated by the Office of Planning Coastal Zone Management Program. And when I say action team, I really mean kind of staff-level folks who see the issues on a day-to-day basis and want to see something done. And it was an interagency kind of collaboration that said, okay, we see the sea level rise issues and the coastal hazard issues. You know, when we talk about what we can do about it in terms of adaptation, you can protect and you can accommodate, or you can retreat. And we understand protection and adaptation or accommodation, but how do you retreat? And so that was kind of, this is the first kind of cut discussion about how do you do that in Hawaii? We sort of started this out as a how-to and very quickly realized that the matter is so complex based on the literature review that was done with our consultant on issues on the mainland that have actually implemented retreat, that we took the literature review and tried to apply it to cases in Hawaii and the considerations that we would have to have as a state if we were to consider retreat as an option. As part of the project, there was a background literature review and then looking at four scenario profiles for types of development that we thought would be interesting to learn the differences on what considerations we do need when considering retreat. And then there was a one-day symposium that where we invited two keynote speakers that successfully implemented retreat, one in California and one in New Jersey. And then we had a couple of panels of local experts about what that would mean in their field. And some of the comments from the symposium really had some concerns about, you know, should taxpayer dollars be used to fund, you know, moving private homeowners? Certainly, if that happens, there really should be a public nexus and a public benefit, which could be an opportunity for better public access and preservation of coastal resources. But that needs to be really carefully considered when making those types of considerations. And that's what this report tries to highlight in different aspects. State agencies are here to serve constituents, and it absolutely is a consideration, and it can't be really a blanket policy for our 750 miles of shoreline to retreat all of it. And so we just need to look at it as a realistic point of view, I think.
We've heard mayors from various islands express their concerns about highways along the coast and what it's going to take to actually provide access for the public to traverse these areas.
I know that the DOT is currently looking at these issues. We're certainly hoping to engage with them further on this. As I said before, this is a kind of a first cut analysis on where retreat has been successfully implemented and kind of those lessons and how it's drilled down here. Right. We did have county representation on the action team, and one of the answers to the key questions is really that, you know, local and regional approaches are absolutely key to successful implementation where it has been implemented on the mainland. And so the counties are absolutely key factors in this discussion, should it move forward.
What happens now?
Some of our next steps as the Coastal Zone Management Program, we are committed to continuing this conversation and expand the stakeholder groups. If we think that there needs to be a clear vision as to how it needs to move forward, and it has to be very transparent. But we are currently trying to address some of these, let people digest the information, and really determine the vision and next steps with stakeholders and expand that group. You know, there are bills in the legislature talking about this right now, and we're committed to working with folks like the Climate Commission, who we're also represented on at the state level.
You know, we're hearing a lot about, well, we're going to have to change the building codes to deal with climate change, but definitely the land use policies are going to have to be examined.
We really need to, if we're considering retreat, review kind of state and county land use to determine where it might be possible to retreat to, where there is infrastructure that's already existing, where there can be infill developed, or you know, where infrastructure needs to be put in place, because that will take quite a bit of funding and quite a long time as well. So these conversations haven't been had, and you know, if retreat is to be considered, then those conversations will have to be had.
Any handle on the costs? You know, like, how do we fund some of this stuff?
Well, what we found in our analysis was that a lot of the retreat that has been implemented is funded by major catastrophic events, for example, Superstorm Sandy. And that included a lot of federal dollars. So those are usually for episodic events, something that happened and it really impacted a lot of people. And so the federal dollars came in for that. Where they had a successful buyout program, on average, New Jersey paid $300,000 to acquire a home and demolish it and relocate people. That would be a significant difference from Hawaii, whose annual median home sales, I think late last year, was 810,000. So those are some considerations that we'd need to have here, is that, you know, land value costs here are significantly higher. I think the important key to this is that this is a first discussion to a really challenging issue that we are all going to face as a state, but it can also include opportunities, which include increased public access. You know, if we are to retreat in certain areas, perhaps there is a community asset that can be created through a beach park or just a protected beach area that people can, you know, recreate. I think that, you know, the state can work together, hopefully, to move forward, to establish a vision in a realistic way. And consider retreat as just one of the adaptation options as we are trying to digest and determine what we are going to be doing in the face of climate change and sea level rise in Hawaii.
That was Justine Nihipali talking about a report released by the state's planning office's Coastal Zone Management Program. For links to that study, head to hawaiipublicradio.org.